Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Stories within the story. That's what we've got today, a spinoff of the report we did on Kroger expanding its availability of Kentucky Proud products to all of the stores in its northern Kentucky region. And one of the stories within that story.
Rachel DeRocher, a female-owned business. She started her own company called Grateful Grams, which makes graham crackers. She created a northern Kentucky incubator kitchen in Covington. So not only does she get on the shelf with Kroger for the first time, but she also has brought other startup companies along with her. And one of those is Mavis Linneman Clark, also from Northern Kentucky. So both of these individuals starting brand new companies, female owned, connected to the incubator kitchen.
Roger Snell with the Kentucky Ag Department helps coordinate Kentucky Proud, working with Kroger, food distributor Fish Market Seafood of Louisville, and Kentucky Proud farmer members like the two just mentioned, which means huge potential.
Quadruple their previous production just with the Kroger commitment. So it gives you an idea of dreams coming true for some of our individual members who are sourcing from Kentucky farms as best they can on their items. And so we're excited to be profiling Mavis and Rachel.
Two Kentucky Proud members, agribusinesses on the rise. We'll be right back.
The greatest show on dirt, the North American Championship Rodeo, returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 12th through the 14th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids pricing all three nights. The rodeo's just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
Back today with one of those stories within a story, that first report about Kroger's Northern Kentucky region expanding its Kentucky Proud selections, and KDA's Roger Snell says that impacted Carolyn and Jacob Gahn trying to make a go of it on their Lincoln County farm. And their story within the story, granola.
They're doing everything from high tunnels to goats to eggs to you name it, and the granola just happens to be one of the items that they came up with to try to see if they could reach the retail market with it. And from our standpoint and working with Fish Market, it was a home run, and Kroger agrees. It's a healthy item, a lot of natural ingredients, you know, locally sourced on so many of the ingredients for it. And I just can't wait to see what happens when consumers get their hands on this at Kroger.
Be sure to look for Kentucky Proud products at Kroger or wherever you shop. That wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.